producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Here we are back again for conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Or should I say, wait a minute. It's the Jennifer Horn Good Day program with Doug Steffen on the air, focusing on the issues of the day, the problems that we have to solve. Oh, my God, the weight of these discussions, like the weight of the world on my shoulder, Jennifer. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm glad you're here.
I have Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
Mr. Bluebird my shoulder.
I set you up. That was like a softball.
Yes, it was. Yeah, very nicely done. Thank you very much. Okay, speaking of setups, a grand jury in Texas yesterday brought criminal charges against two videographers. I love how they were referred to by some as journalists. Really? They were journalists. They started a company that went into business just to get Planned Parenthood. And the grand jury found no wrongdoing. Although, as has been said by some, a grand jury could indict a ham sandwich because they are easily manipulated. So say judges, so say some lawyers, that sort of thing. But I thought it was interesting. This was, by the way, the organization called the Center for Medical Progress. Don't you love these names? This is a group that was put together for the sole purpose of doing what they did, which was get into the Planned Parenthood facility and take videos of horrible things. I'm not suggesting the turning around of all of this that what goes on at Planned Parenthood with regard to this is something that's good. I must confess to you, Jennifer, I don't really understand what goes on. I don't really know what the truth is. I know that there are abortions conducted at Planned Parenthood facilities, and I know that it's not the main business or job of Planned Parenthood to do that. It happens to be one of the services that they offer, and they become internationally known. I was going to say something else that was less positive for that service versus the other things that I know. People in my family have gotten other services from them. People that I know and care about have gotten services from them. They've gone to them when they couldn't get service at a hospital or from doctors. And I don't know their business model. I know that because they're a nonprofit, people give money to have their services continue. There are a lot of offices around the country. Have you ever been to a Planned Parenthood facility?
You know, not for myself. I've been with a couple of friends of mine. I don't think
there's
a problem.
Did you take them there to get an abortion?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's kind of a silly question.
Why?
It's not this is a piece of what Planned Parenthood does. Most of the time, women who go there, or they used to when they didn't have health insurance for either their women's health business, you know, their visit, or what I think the primary, if I were guessing, the primary function of Planned Parenthood is to provide cheap birth control to people. I mean, I have friends that will still go to Planned Parenthood now because the birth control is
to get mechanisms or pills or
you get
whatever prescription. Yeah.
But what this, that's not.
May I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
I wasn't suggesting that you did something scurrilous, but I think that most people think when they hear that you were with a couple of friends. Oh, you helped a couple of your friends. That's why I asked that question.
The first time I'd ever been to Planned Parenthood was back in 96, when one of my very good friends, she worked with me at CRN, thought she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And she's married. She was trying to get pregnant, and she wanted to get it confirmed. So we went up there, and they did a pregnancy test for her. And they told her she wasn't pregnant. She really was, by the way, FYI, for the record.
Really? Nice job.
Nicholas is the cutest thing. He's 18 or whatever he is.
Cool.
But what's at issue here with the legal troubles for Planned Parenthood is none of this. It's not even the abortions that they perform. It's what happens after they perform the abortions. And what these movies captured were the higher-ups in Planned Parenthood talking about selling parts from abortions to people who wanted to buy them for for research, for whatever it is. And so what's the matter here is that you're not really supposed to sell people. You can't sell parts.
Right.
And that's what's being done, or that's what Planned Parenthood is being accused of.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it becomes more heinous because they are fetuses in the womb. They're babies. Right. Yeah. And so no matter how you turn this around, it didn't look good, doesn't look good, doesn't sound good, doesn't feel good that sort of thing may be going on. They've sort of tried to explain it away, and they haven't done a very good job of explaining it away. But that's, there's a lot of conversation about Planned Parenthood, and maybe something worth noting is that the folks at Planned Parenthood, the office in Flint, Michigan, their main job this past month has been to offer free water filters to residents in and around the city affected by the ongoing water crisis. That's the kind of thing that they do that doesn't get any. There are other health organizations, but as Jennifer suggested, a lot of them that were basically focused on women's health have gone out of business since the health care law has changed.
Yeah, and that's my
is that
question.
Good, by the way? Is that a good thing?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, my question has always been why Planned Parenthood is still in existence, because now that we all are supposed to get health care, that's a function now of the government, it's almost like, why do we need two places for this? Now, if Planned Parenthood wants to exist, I think it's fine. I just say don't use our tax dollars to support it, because we're already funding a tax system, a tax-supported system of health care.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and hadn't been made
smart,
before.
Dougie.
Yes, you are, Jennifer. That's why you're here. Smart, beautiful, charming, pleasant.
Aww, thanks.
All those good things. Plus, you're funny. But in this circumstance, nothing funny about this. This is something that's serious business, serious accusations. Now there are people who are saying that the Houston grand jury was manipulated by the district attorney, Devin Anderson, who turned things around, and this was a political hit job. So this stuff will go back and forth. It becomes more of a media sensation than anything else, although if the things that were being done are true, it's pretty horrific. I guess the question, I take a breath here because I'm trying to organize my thoughts as well as I can without trying to sound provocative, but if the babies, if we have a circumstance where there is a desired abortion, where a woman has her fetus extracted from her, what ought to be the proper disposition of that fetus, of the baby? I believe that life starts with the first heartbeat, and as you may have heard me say any number of times as I was going through the beginning months of my daughter's pregnancy, when she was developing miles in her womb, there were ultrasounds. And speaking of healthcare, they were fortunate, and maybe people say, well, you see, they've got money, so they're all set. Well, you know, this business about pitting those who may have versus those who don't doesn't work too well for me. The circumstances are that she and her husband are professors at UCLA. And the UCLA system has, as a part of it, an extraordinarily good hospital and teaching unit, and they offer facilities and care to the public. I go to UCLA when I have a traditional problem. I'm dealing with my back and some issues I have with my feet and legs. I went right to UCLA. I feel that for traditional medicine, I prefer UCLA to Mass General, frankly, which is close to me on the other end of the country where I have my other home. I don't know why I feel better about UCLA, but I do. The point I'm making here is that my daughter and her husband, because they're part of the system, were given extraordinary care. The weekly visits to the doctor, the ultrasounds, all of the things, because my daughter's baby, Miles, came here through in vitro fertilization, so the doctors felt they had to watch it. And I guess they do. I mean, I don't guess. I know that that's what happens when you have an in vitro baby. You got to keep close tabs on it, especially for the first 6 to 8 weeks. And they did a very good job of doing that. And I'm pleased that through that, I have this wonderful boy who's my grandson, and my daughter has a wonderful son.
He's super cute, by the way.
He's just a one. Yeah, I mean, and that wouldn't have been possible without what they knew. I went to see the doctor the other day that made it possible. not to say thanks, although I did say thanks. I had something else that I needed done for me, and I made sure I went to see the same doctor. And the performance had two doctors
and
who were working.
And now I'm proud to announce that I'll be the first 60-plus-year-old man to deliver triplets. Yay, Dougie, I'm so excited.
I'm all set, ready to go. Let's hear it for the new baby.
Triplets, one for each hand.
Yep. Thank you. Anyway, so this kind of stuff is, it's a sad reality. It's a shame. And so the rendering of this comes down to what you do with these babies when they're taken out of the womb. Do you bury them? Most of the time they don't. They incinerate them. And so is it productive for medical research to take the organs out of them? It's not like they were selling them to put them on other babies. They were, and I don't even know that they ought to sell them. That's another discussion. If they're being funded, maybe they ought to just give them to people that do the research. It's a sticky wicket. But I think Jennifer's point may be one of the main points here. We are now paying for health care through taxation, and Planned Parenthood ought not to be supported, neither should any other 501c3, by your tax dollars.
Private.
My tax dollars.
I'm not pitchforking to take them out of business, but let it be a privately funded thing.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Food for Thought, 18 after the hour. We're in it here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Feed no
Non Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three half the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Every day at this time, we extend an invitation to you to come in and find out about the future of Jennifer Horn, find the future of Doug Steffen, the future of Rich McFadden, the present, the future, not the past. Nope. Nothing about the past. The only place we go that is in the past tense is just back a little bit to last night. In this portion of the program, some smiles provided, hopefully, by the monologuists. On the, is that a good word? Do you like that word, Jennifer?
The
monologuists.
It sounds fancy.
Monologuists. Stephen Colbert last night joked about the winter storm.
Winter storm Jonas slammed the East Coast. Some places got up to 3 feet of snow. More than 12,000 flights were canceled. So for the airlines, it was business as usual. After a really warm December, this was kind of a relief. You know, climate change has not ended winter. It just packed the whole damn thing into one weekend.
Yeah. Climate change. Global warming. We shouldn't have winter. It's unreasonable. Hello, Tumonamonga. Do you see pictures of the seaside cliffs that are washing away and those houses that are on the edge of oblivion? Have you seen those?
No, I have not.
The erosion, oh my God. I saw them last night. They're just, it's an amazing, it is, as much as I can say, don't worry about the storm, it's just another storm. If I was living on the West Coast on that cliff, and my house was there, as you can see in these videos, as the erosion from all the storm, there's been a lot of rain in the Northwest, a lot of rain in the northern part of California and up the coast. And so a lot of these people who live in homes that are built right on the cliffs, as the cliffs erode, so go the houses. And imagine being awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning by the authorities. Please, you have 20 minutes to get out because we think the house is going over the cliff in a half an hour.
How awful is that? That feeling.
Yeah, that's oof. Okay. Next up, there's nothing funny about that. Mike Myers. Good, Doug. Seth Myers, joking about Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders here.
The latest CBS poll has Bernie Sanders beating Hillary Clinton by 1% in Iowa, though another poll has Hillary beating Bernie Sanders with a folding chair.
I thought it was interesting the way the president has come out sort of swinging for Hillary, although not endorsing her. given how he pummeled her and what he said about her in 2008. That was pretty interesting. Maybe it's payback and it's good. Anyway, let's move to Steve Harvey, who I feel like I have to introduce him. I don't know why. I think Steve Harvey is now a household name.
Especially, you know, after the Miss Universe thing, yeah. Now everybody knows him.
Right, okay. So he does a daytime talk program. Here he's joking with one of his audience members who told Steve her husband doesn't want to accept that he's going bald. Now, remember, Steve Harvey doesn't have a hair on his head.
My husband is balding, and he will not shave his head. And I've tried everything. I don't know what to do.
Is he losing it in the middle?
Yeah, it's like, you know, receding, and then...
Oh, his hairline starts.
And then he's got that little dome in the back, and...
Yeah, well, if your hairline is starting back by your ear, it's a good time to let it go. Men don't like to let it go. You just got to let it go. Look, no woman wants to rub her man's head in this ball and then run into some hair. It ain't nothing sexy about that.
His delivery is just so funny.
Yeah, he's very good. Okay, so I have a solution to that problem, madam. Would you please call this number, 800-525-8319, and order Provia. Provia, your husband probably has hair follicles that are plugged with all kinds of bad stuff that he used to cleanse his hair at some point in time in his life or take care of his hair. Provia will cleanse the pores. The hair follicles will grow. They'll be stronger, fuller, more vibrant. 800-525-8319. I kid you not. Provia, 800-525-8319. You will be happy I pass that along. Is gluten-free diet... good or bad? Is it even necessary? Dr. Chambers on call with answers to that.
In the news, gluten-free diets for athletes. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. First off, what is gluten? It's a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. Celiac disease is when you can't digest it and end up with diarrhea, weight loss, and on and on. So why do athletes put themselves on a gluten-free diet? Unfortunately, a lot of them suffer tummy upset during or immediately after exercise. They also think a gluten-free diet will make them better athletes. Here's the thing. A new study out shows a gluten-free diet had no good or bad effects on an athlete's performance or their tummy symptoms. DCOC advice, if you're having tummy issues, athlete or not, don't self-diagnose gluten disease. Get yourself checked out by your doc and find out if you really are gluten sensitive or if there's something else wrong that needs to be fixed. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Catch my latest podcast every Monday on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hour on the Doug Steffen 2016 Road to Victory. Hooray! By the end of the year, we'll be the number one syndicated morning program in the country. Maybe we should
the
just
world?
Do... Yeah, maybe the world. Yes.
The globe?
Yes, the globe.
The universe?
The entire universe. Yes. We're here, there, and everywhere. All right, so a lot of people are talking, not only Jennifer and me. Maybe we'll have Dr. Jock. Where'd that come from?
Dr. Jock, I presume.
Jack Stockwell. Well, see, I put Jack and Stock together because I get paid by the word. Maybe I should just have him change his name to Dr. Jockwell. How's that? You've heard of Dr. Blackwell, the guy that does, or is it Mr.? I guess it's Mr. Blackwell. I'll give him a little advance. Blackwell does all of that reporting on people and how they look, right? Is he still around?
Yeah, he does the list.
The list of people, right, at the Oscars and wherever. So Jack's going to do the list of things that are affecting us health-wise in just a matter of moments. Speaking of lists and the winter storm, which now has passed, how much would you say you were affected by the storm? A, it disrupted my life, probably continue to do so for at least another day or two. B, it was bad for a couple of days, but I'm getting back on track. C, it was a minor annoyance. D, excuse me, I barely noticed. Why does my voice...
Wow.
Jack, why does my voice do that?
Because of something that you've been eating the last 24 hours that's caused some mucus congestion in the back of your throat.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's
drip.
Mucus.
That's exactly what it is. That's right. A result of something you've eaten in the last 24 hours.
Well, I'm just drinking some pineapple papaya juice here.
Ew, that'll do it.
Really, you think so?
Well, that's sugar. I mean, that's half sugar.
No.
Yeah, Jack,
I'm sorry. Sorry, but that's sugar.
Okay.
You might as well be drinking a soft drink.
Okay, I'm throwing it away now. Wait until I get up to do that. Okay, shall I go through the poll one more? Now, listen to my voice again.
Blood sugar is just eating your system alive.
All right, calm down. So, maybe be able to take over sooner than later, Jennifer.
One more papaya juice away from Jennifer Horn's Good Day Show.
She'll have a father in here before I know
it. Teasing.
Okay,
just
anyway, so
you.
How much would you say you were affected by Winter Storm Jonas? A, it disrupted my life. B, bad for a couple of days. C, a minor annoyance. D, I barely noticed it at all. E, it had no effect on me. Well, it's just Jennifer and Doug can say it didn't have any effect on us. Didn't bother me any. Did you have any problems with it, Jennifer?
Zilch. Zero. Not one.
Okay. And let's see. Jack, you're in Salt Lake City. What's the weather? How much snow is there on the Rockies there?
Oh, we are way ahead of anything we have been for the last several years.
Yeah.
I've had to plow my driveway three times in just the last week. The last week. I hardly did that all.
You hardly have a driveway. Your driveway's about 3 feet long. That's a big deal.
No, it's 4 feet long. No, I got a pretty good driveway. It's wide.
Yeah. Right. Mine's 1,400 feet. Can you beat that?
Nope, not that, but I bet you don't get the drifting we get.
Oh, yes, we
and
do.
Across the end of the driveway,
the wind blows across the pastures. It's really quite a sight to see when it's really snowy, the snow is light, and it's windy. It's quite an interesting thing to see.
Oh, it's beautiful up here.
You push your way through it. All right, yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com, do you have to work on snow days? 40% said, what's a snow day? 39% said, I have to work every day. 20% said it depends on how much snow we get, and 1% said I always get the day off when it snows. Yeah, come on. All right, so what do we have for comments from the people who wanted the sort of hashtaggers, Twitter response? There was Snowmageddon, there was Blizzard, hashtag Blizzard, a couple of others. We were talking about this earlier, Jennifer, the various ways this had been labeled, because Snowmageddon already had been taken.
Right.
So it was Snowmageddon 2016, Caro, or some of the other identities that we came up with a couple of hours ago.
Did you say Snowzilla?
Oh, right. Hashtag Snowzilla.
Yeah, that's what most people around here that I know are using.
All right. Snowzilla.
You know, it was funny. I was looking at what was trending yesterday, and the word Californians was trending. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, this is my home state.
Right.
I look it up, and it's people on social media mad that when it snows, Californians get snarky and go, snow? I don't see any snow. And that was actually trending on Twitter yesterday.
Really? Yeah, it's kind of stupid. Oh, well. It was serious for some people, but the news media, as usual, made it seem like a lot worse than it actually
was. 41 people died. Is that people that just don't go in and they freeze to death?
No. Jack, let's explain to people what happened. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ladies and gentlemen, who knows in where you are in Salt Lake City, this happens. People who are not in shape go out, they shovel snow. There are some homeless people who die in these circumstances. I saw the story of one who just got plowed up. He was asleep under the snow, and the snowplow came along, and that was the end of him. That sort of thing happens, sadly. But isn't it more because people are not used to their older folks? I saw the story of one 70-year-old man who was way out of shape, and people don't listen to the advice. They don't hear it either on the radio or wherever. And so they haven't been in shape for a long time. And somebody can say, well, last year I shoveled out my own driveway. Well, a lot can happen to your body if you're not taking care of it from year to year, right?
Well, that's true. And one thing to remember, the number one cause of headache is heart attack isn't a blood clot in the widowmaker or one of the coronary arteries. The number one cause of headache, gee, there I go again.
That's okay.
Heart attack.
Help yourself.
Is an imbalance between in the nervous system that speeds things up and slows things down. And there are studies that show when people tackle a difficult physical situation, when their mind is in a state of stress, especially if they are male, they smoke, and they're diabetic or a tendency towards pre-diabetes, they're a sitting duck for a heart attack, even though there is no clotting taking place inside the coronary arteries. In other words, it's your attitude.
Yeah.
And when you go into
your psychological attitude.
Exactly. Yeah. And when you go into a serious physical stress moment like, oh, my gosh, there's 3 feet of snow between me and the car and we've got an emergency, and they go out there and they just start tackling it like Paul Bunyan or something.
Right.
then they're a sitting duck for a problem like that, as opposed to a person, oh, isn't it beautiful? Just like you were describing the snow across your fields there a few minutes ago there in Massachusetts when the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
And they can appreciate the beauty. They appreciate the synergistic things that are taking place at that moment. And then they have a totally different stress load on the heart.
Yeah.
So,
well, this is something that is not new, something that people need reminders about, and there's the physiology behind it. So take Jack's advice.
Yeah. Well, we've got a podcast on that. We have a podcast.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's called The Real Cause of Heart Attacks. And it just and another thing. Excuse me.
Hey, wait a minute. What have you been drinking? Why are you all cop? What's the problem with you?
You're trying to take thing? Over his segment, segment too, Dougie. Giving everybody the
about the sugar. Remember Steve Jobs? I mean, Steve Jobs was essentially a fruitarian. Look what it did to his pancreas.
Yeah.
You know, Mary and I have a recent, in fact, Mary's the one who just reminded me of that. Mary and I have a recent podcast on soft drinks in the first place. I think it was about two or three podcasts ago on soft drinks and the buildup effect that it will have for the very thing you're talking about.
All right. So for those of you who may be new to the program, don't know who Dr. Jack Stockwell is, he's a Nuka chiropractor located, as I said, in Salt Lake City. He and his wife, Mary. In many ways, she's better at some of the stuff than he is, and
that's
I say that
sure.
lovingly.
No, that's for sure.
The Forbidden Doctor website, which features the work of Jack and Mary Stockwell, focuses on these podcasts every week that are aimed at having you look with your head on straight at there. It's a head-on approach, frankly, to the medical issues of the day. Would you say this? You didn't say you were talking about a couple of weeks ago. What's this week's podcast? What's the focus? Well,
how being sick can save your life.
How being sick.
Yeah. You recognize the reason why you're going through a period of sickness, and there may be some real warnings taking
wake
place
up
that can
time.
Actually save your life.
Yes. Right. It's wake-up time. It really that's excellent. And also, as part of the reality at the Forbidden Doctor website, you'll see a number of, as time goes on, more and more being introduced. Thank you very much. Supplements that are helpful, like the Long Life Energy Enzymes, the new thyroid boost that's there that helps you. I know people that are close to me who take this stuff every single day. I shouldn't call it stuff. These are supplements, so let's call them what they are. Yeah. They're supplements, not stuff. These things have been used now by thousands of people. You can get reviews of them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So find out how you can help yourself. One of the reasons that I have been taking them the last week or so is because I seem to have gone into this period of indigestion and a little bit of heartburn and acid reflux and that kind of stuff. I took three or four of these, and it settled it right down. I know what the problem was. It's like drinking. You know, I'm here, and I tell you stories about how to stay healthy, and then I do silly stuff. Like we went to breakfast Sunday morning, and I had a sort of a vegan bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich because they now make tofu that tastes like bacon.
Ugh.
So I had it. What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
You like to eat meat. I know that. Yeah.
Well, they went my breakfast appetite.
So, but I had sourdough bread, and I know better than to eat bread. Anyway, I'm trying to stay away from carbs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I had it, and then afterwards, on the way home, I said to Megan, ooh, this stuff is sitting very heavy. So when I get home, after I'd taken Miles, Brendan and I took Miles for a nice long walk, I got home later in the afternoon, and I took three or four of the Long Life enzymes, the Long Life energy enzymes, and it was fine. It took about 40 minutes for it to settle down, but I'm telling you, Jack is on the right course here with Mary. So if you want to check out all the things they have supplementation-wise, information-wise, just go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. In a moment, we're going to talk about gluten-free diets, whether they're good or bad, and a new drug that is supposed to cure you of being afraid. Stand by for that up next here on Good Day at 44 past the hour.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
This report is brought to you by Mironova Labs. Whether it's staying active and fit or doing the activities we enjoy most, making heart-healthy choices is the key to improving our overall health. Yet many people may not realize there is more they can do to protect their heart from the damaging effects of oxidative stress. Dust the Rust Off is a nationwide public awareness campaign designed to educate America about the important role of taking a super antioxidant ergothionine supplement to protect the heart from oxidative stress. Dulvit Quince, the Biggest Loser celebrity trainer.
Your heart is at the core of a healthy body, but many Americans are letting oxidative stress literally rust and damage their hearts. That's why I am proud to partner with Mironova Labs to motivate America to take action and dust the rust off their gym equipment, running shoes, and especially their hearts. By committing to a good diet and taking a daily ergothionine supplement like Mironova EGT+, I encourage everyone to go to dusttherustoff.com to learn more.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
47 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nuka Chiropractor, the Forbidden Doctor, good talk personality, had for a number of years did a morning talk program. You were into all kinds of things there in Salt Lake, but now his wife says, you have to focus on this now, honey. So,
boy, is that ever true.
I know. So the gluten-free diet. Let's spend a minute on that because it seems to be in the focus here. There have been a number of people who have been writing about it and reporting about gluten-free because people, it isn't that you're, if you have a problem, I have a little bit of a problem, and that's why I stay away from breads especially that have gluten in them, people are going on them just because they think that it'll be good, and if you don't need it, you probably don't need to be on it, right?
Well, again, it's another indication from your body sending you a signal that something is wrong. You should be able to consume gluten. You should be able to consume grains, although I don't recommend it. It's a problem with the gut. It's the leaky gut problem, and these proteins are getting through the walls of the gut, through that digestive mix moving through the intestines, gets through the wall of the gut into the bloodstream, and it's a protein. Proteins do not belong in the bloodstream. That's the only thing that causes an allergy, a real true allergy, not a food sensitivity. The only thing that causes an allergy is a protein, an active protein that gets inside the bloodstream. Whether you breathe it in, it gets in through the lungs, into the blood, or you eat it, or it comes in through the skin some way, you get active proteins in the bloodstream. You're going to have an allergic reaction. You're going to build antibodies to it. And then the next time you're even near that thing, your body's going to get upset and go into an allergic reaction.
But if you don't need it, if you don't have that problem, I think part of the point of this is that you don't need to be on that diet. It won't make you more or less likely to lose weight. It's not. People are going on it because they think that's the way to lose weight. It isn't. By and of itself.
Well, right? No, you probably would lose a little bit, but that you're missing the whole problem. Just as you pointed out a minute ago, it's a leaky gut. Again, it comes back to the gut.
Okay.
And if the walls of the gut are healthy and filter properly, you're not going to have an allergic reaction to gluten proteins or gliadin, the other protein that is probably worse than gluten, but gluten gets all the press.
All right, so I'm not going to. There's this conversation about fear and a drug to overcome it requires more of our time. We got about 30 seconds, and I wonder what you're thinking about these mosquitoes that spread this. Is it Zika? Z-I-K-A? Is that
yeah,
how
I'm still
that?
Yeah, still looking into it. It's one fear after another out there, sponsored right. by the.
Well, the World Health Organization is now into this. It'll spread
yes.
to America. And you'll all have to worry about getting
yes.
mosquitoes. You know, there are mosquitoes, and then there are mosquitoes. This is the latest. It's kind of like the bird flu and some of this other stuff that is around, and not necessarily it's where do you put it in perspective? That's the thing. It's today's yeah. designer problem.
Well, we need to talk more about your TM, because that's the answer to a lot of this.
Transcendental meditation helps
the gut and the brain.
All right, that'll fix me up.
All right.
Perfect, thank you. Jack Stockwell on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. The focus on machines that teach themselves. Artificial intelligence in the focus, among other things, as we change your idea about how to deal with the technology that you have at your disposal. Amazing stuff. So let's get to that in a matter of moments here. Not to worry, Doug is on the case on Good Day.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy.
Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, so, Jennifer, there is this continuing discussion about what the future holds. Google, Facebook, some of the other technology giants are taking major strides this year to build technology that can learn on its own. Doesn't have to be taught. It will think its way through problems. Is that not what sort of goes on now, but to a lesser degree? You have to program most computers, and then they can figure out something. I mean, that's what you ask them to do.
Does the rise of the machine actually scare anybody but me? Well, I mean, I think it's so bizarre.
We are not in the Industrial Revolution anymore, but we are in a mechanical revolution, and the machines are these robots, or the computers. Are they the same thing? The computer, I remember this from when we first started having computers, what people would say about them being smarter. What happens if they start operating like the human brain? What about layers and layers of connected computers? When you think about the smartphone that you have in your hand having more intelligence than the computers that were on the shuttle, the orbiter to the moon,
yeah,
all of that stuff. And then it keeps getting smaller. More things get packed into it. It's easier. There are more layers of things. I mean, I'm amazed when I look at my smartphone what I can do with it. It has everything on it. And it's all part of deep learning. And we're going through this now. There are people at the University of Toronto, University of Montreal, and University of New York that are working on the commercial inroads. How to use all of this stuff, and in the software that they're developing to use. In other words, the software, as I understand it, can be applied to the machines that we already have. It's just changing the software, as you do oftentimes. I mean, I changed the software in my two towers in the last year or so. Instead of having 3 gigs, they have 8 gigs of memory, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. And,
I'm all for advancement, but when we start replacing ourselves, I mean, it's mm-hmm. just, it's weird and, I don't know, it's creepy.
Google is going to spend $617 million this year on what they call deep learning to build a computer that could teach itself to play Atari video games. That's where they've started, playing games. They're teaching these machines, and then from that, who knows where they'll go. It just, I mean, think about it in terms of your own life. And how much we all tout, when Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit, these computers that allow you, if you're, let's say I'm in California and I want to put the heat up in my house in Massachusetts.
Oh, sure.
Get out the computer and tell it where you want the heat to be.
The wire
home. The house will be home when I get home. I mean, the house will be warm when I go there.
You got
it. That kind of stuff. So that's kind of the boogeyman is at it. Sprint is eliminating jobs because their business model is changing. I would say if they're eliminating jobs, the business model is failing. Customer service centers, they're closing locations. Like, customer service is important to any of these boobs that run these companies, right? Yeah.
One guy somewhere in India.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't help with that.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.